No doubt provocative, these words of Jesus. They are today, and they certainly were at that time. Is he denying his relationship with his mother? Obviously, here, brothers and sisters is used in the sense of kin, perhaps cousins. What is he doing? He is the master teacher. And so he's provoking a response, forcing them to think, who are they? No, they're outside. Your mother, the one who carried you. Jesus takes it to the next level and said, who are they? What does this really mean? What really matters in the end? Is it the bonds of blood? Or is there something more? He's constantly pointing us up from earthly realities into deeper spiritual realities, from the flesh into the depths of the spirit. It's not in any way, of course, a negation of the role of his mother, because who better did the will of God? So he wasn't negating anything there, but was just calling those around him to look deeper, to look up, and to see that the spiritual realm holds tighter bonds than even those of the flesh. And we're fascinated with the fleshly bonds that we have. Now we have DNA, and you can do ancestry. And it's fascinating. I don't know how many millions, billions of dollars a year they're spent on it, because it's important. It shows us just how important it is. From where do I come? Who are my relatives? With whom do I share DNA, blood? It will always be important, but Jesus says we are never to stop there. There are deeper spiritual bonds. There's a communion with the saints, with one another at a spiritual level that is meant to supersede even the bonds of blood. It's the bonds of blood, yes, but Jesus' blood that unites us. That's most important, to break from this earthly realm and to look up. Today's saint, St. Thomas Aquinas, who was an absolutely brilliant mind, great teacher, was also elevated from the earthly into the depths of that spiritual communion with our Lord. You know, he wrote extremely wonderful works that are of great assistance to this very day, answers to the questions that have plagued humanity. So many have come to know and to love God through him, and at the end of his days, after having written brilliantly, and even he had an encounter with God, and Jesus said, you wrote well of me, Thomas. He hadn't quite finished his major work, the Summa Theologia, and he had some sort of mystical experience at Mass, where he was brought out of the earthly, and the faith that he had practiced and prayed for so many years led him into deep spiritual communion with God. We don't know exactly what happened, but all we know is at the end, he gave up his work, and the people who were around him said, you got to finish this work. We need this, Thomas. He said, oh, I'm done. He said, if you would have seen what I just saw, you'd see that these writings are just straw. To be in deep spiritual communion with Jesus, that's our goal. That's why we're here. Makes everything else look like straw. Our possessions, our successes, our bank accounts. Straw, if only a deep encounter with Jesus. St. Thomas, pray for us today that we too may continue to have an ever deeper communion with Jesus, with the saints. May our hearts always be oriented not to this world, but more and more so to heaven, our true home, which is here, because heaven is a person. That person's name is Jesus.